Blog Talk Radio.
Day night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. You checking for hip hop or checking for R&B? Not your head Wednesday. Got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views. Honest reviews, art from your end. Well, always keep the fellas tone. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, but what's current in the news? Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. Stick, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up for Z1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the watt, got the loop, got the watt. So much cheddar in in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
And here we are, 9:05, run a little bit late. I started off with some classic Greg Nice and MC Smooth B. Kicked it off early with the legends. One of half of that crew will be here this evening. I'm saying getting ready to say afternoon, but this evening we'll have Greg Nice on the air. Man, it's Wednesday. Got my girl Amber on the lines. Yo, what's up?
What's up?
I need a freeze perm. You know, you got to hook me up. You know, the scalp needs some rejuvenation.
I told you now. You go, come on down.
You see?
Got me talking like Bob Barker. Come on down.
That's what's up. We waiting on Red Child. She, I don't know, she at home taking a shit or something. I don't know what's going
on. I hope she got some air freshener.
Right. But, yeah, man, it's Wednesday. We back on the set. Yeah, we got... my man Greg Nice coming on this afternoon. What is it? I keep saying afternoon, man, but it feels like an afternoon, I guess.
Where are you at? Are you in the States or are you?
I'm in Chicago, but it just feels lazy. You know, it's a lazy Wednesday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ain't no humping lazy today, huh? Ain't no humping?
No, none today. I wish. You know how that go, though, you know.
Yes.
It's a lazy Wednesday. People still killing people out here in Chicago. I don't know what's going on with our youth. They still clowning out here, but
crazy.
You know, on a positive,
black on black crime.
Yeah, they clowning, man. I don't know what it is when it get hot. You know, people want to go out here and line up in the penitentiaries and they waiting on you. They need the workers, so you know,
yeah.
Kill each other. Handle your business. I'll be out here. I already told you. I'll get your girl.
look at you.
Yeah, it'd be like that, you know. If they want to get locked up, they old lady going to be lonely, you know.
And so will be.
Look, ain't too many of y'all waiting on these cats to get out, especially if they got your football number.
Right. They need a cutty buddy. And see, if
right.
you go to jail, you're going to be locked up for the winter, so you really going to be assed out. So
you're gonna be up in there like Sandusky. They clowning that cat, man.
Oh man. Hey, but you know what? He wrong for that though. That man had a problem for real. I mean, somebody might have did that to him, but it just doesn't give him the right to inflict that inner pain that he has on other. You know, he's sick.
What killed me about it was he had a adopted kid, and the adopted kid went on and was like, yeah, he touched me too. I'm like,
wow.
Man, dude, yeah, he had some issues. I see red, and you wipe up real good front to back.
What? Front to back, baby, front to back. You know the rules. She don't know. We'll just leave her thinking for a while before we break the news to her. Yeah, front to back, baby.
Yeah, but we in the building. Yeah, I figured that's what you had to do. You had to go, drop some friends off at the pool. So
I ain't dropped no friends off at the pool, but I had to brandish a belt.
Okay.
Yeah,
we don't
want to
go there. We're
going to
be able to
long.
Yeah.
Be quiet while you handle business. I had to discipline, so I can handle my business. I'm like, oh, you must think I'm, I don't know who you think I am, but.
Well, speaking of branding the belt and discipline, what the heck is wrong with Jada Pinkett and Will Smith? They done let Willow pierce her tongue.
I peeped that.
A magnet.
What the heck? Is it a magnet or is that real?
Yeah, it's a magnet. They cleared it up. It's a magnet.
Oh, okay.
Well,
let me know something.
They're crazy, but they ain't that crazy. They still black.
I was going to say.
I don't get that one, but okay, you know, even still, that's sending a bad message, though, you know?
It does send a bad message, and if that's a magnet, that's a cold-blooded magnet, because I used to wear magnet nose earrings, and them jokers would not stay in.
Nah, ain't enough magnet power to hold it together, I guess.
And the tongue is too thick.
Yeah, I don't know, that might have, I ain't never seen a magnet that strong that'll hold it on your tongue, so I don't know.
And trust and believe, if that was something that was invented, I mean, I'm just saying, I've never heard of magnet tongue piercings. I don't know.
They got money. They got access to stuff we can't get.
I guess, that's
okay, I'm gonna give them that, but I don't
Jacob,
know. Will and Jada?
Instead of Jacob the jeweler, you know, they got Miguel Magnet. I don't know, you know.
Oh, I guess.
It is what it is. I mean, they let her hair off.
It's already hard to raise little girls as it is, you know, in an environment where, you know, not, you know, looked at as sex objects, or, you know, got R. Kelly stalking them or whatever, man, but,
wow,
you know, stuff like that, that ain't where it's at, you know. I know my kid wouldn't have one. I mean, she got earrings, she ain't getting no tongue ring, there's no need for her to have one, much less the pain that you go through to get one, you know.
Exactly.
That's a weird couple, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying not to be judgmental, I mean, because they are strange, but at the same time, it's hard for me to, you know, to just sit back, but when I saw it, I was just like, Why would they further mess that girl's mind? Because she already going to be messed up as it is, you know.
Yeah.
With all the stuff that's going on with them. But,
with
you know,
them and in Hollywood, period.
Yeah, you know, that's crazy. And yet again, I was reading in the news today, Black Media Scoop, we got another face eater. So,
what?
I don't know what's wrong with that. Yeah, another face eater, man. You catch me a crazy,
dang,
man. I'm like, why would you continue to mess with a drug that causes you to have hallucinations like that, you know?
That makes you want to eat your loved ones or your, I mean, what?
You got to be a loved one. You could be the food of the person on the corner.
I'm just saying because it was a case where a girl turned on her mom and was trying to eat her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Whatever they did to mix that stuff up, it's really messing with your mind. Apparently, it makes you hungry and have hallucinations and everything to where everything tastes like chicken pea or
like
something.
That's crazy.
You know, I couldn't eat fat, especially after I saw the picture of the transient of, you know, who got his face ate off, man. I'm like, man, whatever he was taking, man, was like really powerful stuff, man, to have him just go all out like that and just eat that dude's face up the way he did.
Now, did they have to kill this person?
I mean, they killed the guy that did the
second case.
The second case you talked about. I don't know about the second case.
I wonder after they're, you know, subdued and they go to a medical facility or whatever and they're detained or whatever, I wonder if their mind goes back to normal state, or are they still like that zombie, you know, wanting to eat flesh still? Like, is it something that's permanent, or is it just something until the drug is out of the system?
That's what I'm thinking. Until the high wears off, you know. But who's to say how long that high
who's
is?
To
no,
say, yeah, and who's to say it doesn't damage the brain cells? Why it's, you know, having you do these crazy things?
Mm-hmm. It's damaging
eating raw human flesh.
It got you twisted, so it's already damaging something. It's a disconnect already.
Now here's one around in D's area, man. I don't know if he know anything about this, but I'm assuming he'll call in. But a man beat his wife to death with a toilet seat.
What?
A man
beat his wife to death with a toilet seat. I don't know what happened with it, but according to the article, courtesy of Black News, Tulsa man faces possible murder charge after police said he beat his estranged wife to death with a toilet lid. 48-year-old Luis Claudio Morero was arrested and booked into jail on a charge of second-degree murder this past Saturday after investigators found his wife of Mesa in the upstairs bathtub of his house. So apparently they had a domestic dispute, and I guess it went bad, and I guess he pawned some of her jewelry without permission, and the boyfriend got involved, and I don't know, they dropped him off and her off, and I guess somehow 3 hours later they met up, and he took a taxi back to the old girl's crib, and I guess he beat her down with a toilet seat. Now he just snapped and just let her have it.
Wow.
And if you look at this cat, man, if you happen to see a picture of this guy, man, he looks pretty out there. He looks real out there. It's crazy, though. The world is coming to an end. That's all I
we in Revelations. Well, you know it. Speak it.
You know
we in Revelations.
On a totally different thing. Man, I don't know if y'all watch it, but Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
It's only been 2 episodes. And then in 2 episodes.
And they already found it.
They tripping. They is really tripping. And that one that they keep saying is a man, Jocelyn. She the one as far as to put herself out there way far on the internet masturbating to prove.
Wow.
She the one.
Really?
And before, I said, what? Well, first she did the little naked pictures, and then that wasn't enough. So then she threw that masturbation video on there. I'm like, okay, you're going too far. I don't know what's going on. It's like, wow, this is only episode number 2. She's pregnant. She claims she's pregnant on this episode. I'm like, what's next week going to bring? But I guess that's rating.
I just think that these reality shows, it really makes us as a race look bad, and it makes them look even worse. You know, it's just, that's not how, I mean, there's some people that do act like that and keep drama in their life like that, but overall, we ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, that just further, you know, show the world that we some crazy people. And, yeah, that's why they crush their face when they see us. And they, gosh, it's like, come on, could we have a reality show that shows something positive? We go through ups and downs, but
reality.
Damn.
In our defense, we ain't the only crazy people, crazy race.
We are not.
We are just portrayed, and we allow ourselves to be portrayed. You know, they make these reality shows. I think, to me, reality shows are like the worst. It started out with Flavor of Love and all that other good stuff.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Knowing that
many women is not going to be interested in him.
Right.
Come on now.
But that's what it started for. And the more crazy it is, the more people watch. People were all up in arms about the fights and everything that happened. I think it was Housewives or Hip Hop Housewives or whatever, which one it was. The thing that people fail to realize is controversy is a selling point to all of these. You know, if it's boring, ain't nobody going to watch it. But if you got a bunch of black folks fighting and throwing stuff at each other, people going to watch it because controversy is, And that's the problem. As soon as people start realizing, like, this is some ignorant-ass shit, why are we watching it? Then they'll turn it off. But people ain't going to turn it off because they're too engrossed in it. You know, you get it. You know, look at Facebook right now. Facebook, every video has got us, two girls fighting, a bunch of dudes fighting, somebody fighting on a train. Fighting and violence and all that is exciting. People will watch that. But isn't it got something to educate, to, you know, show your mind, to make you think. Anything intelligent, people ain't interested in. And
you ain't lying.
That's the problem, you know.
Yeah,
that's
the
reality of the reality television show. You know, you got Mob Wives and stuff. You know, who cares? You're from a criminal family. The guy is like that. Who cares what the hell you doing? You know? Who give a damn? But people watch that stuff, man.
That's
crazy.
True.
He's not
it's
lying.
Crazy. You know? In other news, we going to kick off the news early today. Oh, let me put a PSA notice out there, too. We had Master Ace and Special Ed on the show last week. Let me just say this. We don't mind helping your career. We don't mind if you have to have, you know, happen to have a demo or something that you want played, but calm the fuck down, please. It'll get played. Just relax. That's all I'm saying. Don't be so damn thirsty because we're providing you an outlet and everything.
Already.
Just calm down. It'll get done, you know. And if the person is interested, you got your information together, they'll get to you.
Now, like I say, we don't mind doing it, but don't sit over there and get frantic and everything, because that makes us look bad, it's unprofessional, and it makes you look bad. It's unprofessional. So that's pretty much all I got to say on that. And I'm going to go into a song real quick to see who we got calling. So I'm going to go into this joint. This is a classic joint by CL Smooth, and it's the Dwick remix, Rest in Peace, Baruch. We're going to go into this, and I'm going to see who this is calling.
You gotta love YouTube and you gotta love Rare Edits, man. That was a joint of Dwick remix by Pete Rock. And, man, I love YouTube. Yeah, we got my man Greg Nice on the air. That's what's up, man. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful thing. I'm here live with you, baby, across the water. It's a beautiful thing
that's
right here, baby.
That's cool. That's cool. So what's
y'all doing, man?
What you say, brother?
I said, how y'all doing out there?
We doing all right.
Good. Yeah, we chilling.
Hold up.
Says it
that's hot. What I'm talking about. You know, I'm chilling. I want to know how y'all doing. Yeah.
Ah! Well,
come tomorrow, we might not be chilling. We'll be like 100 degrees up here in Chicago,
all
right, man.
I'm cooking. Yeah, but we under central air. It's all good, you know. So.
Wow. It's gonna
but
be
it can get hotter than an ostrich cookie on a desert thing.
It's going to be 100 out here tomorrow. So,
where you at right now, man?
Yeah, we had that the last 3 days. We had 100 degrees over here, too.
Where are
so
you at?
Where you at?
New York City.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah. The index is rolling up. New York is notorious for getting hot, though, around the summer, man. Y'all didn't watch the Spike Lee joint, man, Do the Right Thing, man, with Mookie and
everything? Oh, yeah.
It was a damn.
What's going on with you, man?
You know, I got the motto: if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's what's up, man.
Did you ever hear this version of Do It?
Nah, that's first time ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, P-Rock hooked that one up, man. That was a nice little joint, man. So explain, you are one half of Nice and Smooth, and,
yes, sir.
You know, Greg Nice, Smooth B. How did you two meet up, man? Let's hear the story of that, man. A lot of fans, you know, we got a lot of younger fans that listen in that aren't educated on our old school hip-hop. So, I mean,
well,
could you explain?
School. You got to call it true school when you say old school.
True
Let
school.
Them know that it's a true school, because if you don't know your past, you don't know your future. And that's why a lot of the things are stagnated right now. So you learn your past, because when we came into the game doing what we did, we learned what our parents were listening to and all of that to make what we did. So learn your past so you can know your future. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the truth. Don't distance ourselves from each other, you know? The separation gap is not good.
Right, right.
So when you say old school, like when you hear me go, let's take it back to the old school, you know, I'm saying it in a good feeling, and I'm saying it in my heart, because I'm saying let's take it back to the good times.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. That's truth. That's truth in that.
Yeah, man. Me and Smooth, man, we met through a mutual friend, you know, and he told me one day, he was like, man, I got this guy I want you to meet. I think you and him are hit it off. I said, oh, yeah? He's like, yeah, come by my house tomorrow evening. So I came by his crib. We hit it off.
And there you go.
It's going like ice. Mm-hmm. You know, you put water in the tray and put it in the freezer and it's done.
Yeah. Man, it's been going strong ever since, man.
Yeah, he was always smooth, and I was always nice. So it wasn't hard, you know, just smooth. It was meant to be. And I'm a real strong believer in the powers of God, and he made that happen. That's why on the song, he said, I praise the Lord, Lord, keep the faith. I meant that.
That's what's up. So what is
Smooth
B doing now? I mean, what do you guys?
I see Smooth every week. I see him every week at the concerts. We do shows every week. We've been doing shows for 25 years together.
So you guys are still on the circuit then? You guys still putting it out there, huh?
Hey, man, when you hear about the Eagles stop doing it, when you hear about the Allman Brothers stop doing it, when you hear about the Rolling Stones stop doing it, when you hear about the OJ stop doing it, when you hear about Frankie Beverly stop doing it, when you hear about all these people stop doing it, then ask me about that.
That's what I like to hear right there, man.
That is the misconception right here of what it is. This is our music. And it's sad to say, you know, and it comes back down to our people all the time. We downgrade what we create, and we throw it away and give it away, everything from art to music to dance to everything. We just give it away. And I'm not going to give miles away. I'm going to continue to do what I need to do to turn this mother out, baby. I'm going to continue to smash these things with Smooth all day long. I don't know who was the idiot that said, I don't want to be 30-plus on the mic. I don't want to be 40-plus on the mic. I don't want to be 50-plus on the mic. You must be on angel dust. I want to do this, so I can't do this no more. Are you crazy? That means you never love your craft. You don't love yourself? You come from an artificial world. I come from the true school where we did this out of our hearts. That's where you could have a KRS at the same time as a Melly Mel, at the same time as a PM Dawn, at the same time as an NWA, at the same time as an LA Dream Team, at the same time as an MC Breed, at the same time as The Boss, the same time as Dr. Dre. There's so much stuff was going on all at one time. One time. Huh? It was a variety because it was a free music. Everybody wanted to be original about themselves. And that's what made it expand, and that's what made corporate America want to get involved with this. Other than that, they thought it was a fad. But it wasn't no fad. The pureness always surpassed. That's why you can have something today, it'll stay around for 4 or 5 months. It could sell 100 downloads, 100,000, and 2 months you don't know it no more. Me, myself, hey, man, we got a niche, brother. You get sick and tired of it. I call it like this, man. The dirt comes out in the wash. No matter what it is, the dirt always comes out in the wash, man. So after you get to look and see this stuff and you realize there ain't nothing going on, that's why when somebody could be a younger guy today and they'll see a Dougie Fresh concert, they go, yo, did you see the Dougie Fresh? I go, yes. You seen that, huh? Y'all missed a lot of stuff. It's all right. Learn about your past so you can do something great today. Take it on to the next level, man. The same way they do in the sports, same way they do in basketball, same way they do in the football. They'll have a guy in the league behind front office that was a guy that was playing years ago. The same thing they need to do with this kind of stuff, because it can guide the artists and show them how to make their shows better. It'll show them how to have some content. It'll show them how to say, hey, look, let me try something different. I'm not afraid to do something different. You know, and that's what's missing too today too. And when the radio stations, the big corporate stations, started doing things like saying, "Hey, let's kill the Red Alerts, let's kill the Molly Malls, let's kill the Mr. Magic shows, let's kill all of the KB, let's kill all of this stuff, let's give them a playlist. Here's 31 records. Play these records right here. This is the record that I tell you to play." That's when everything went wrong, because free music is what made it expand. If you gave a record to a DJ, like, I'm going to tell you how it worked back in the day. You'll see, like, a Red Alert somewhere. You run up on him on the street, just a regular guy. "Hey, man, my name is MC Charles. Hey, how you doing, MC Charles? Hey, this is my single of me." The DJ will take it home, he'll listen. "Oh, it's crazy. What is this? I'm playing this tonight." The whole world here like, "Oh, it's crazy." And that's how it was so great. Now today, it's like, did it come from Universal? How much was in that envelope? How much?
Oh, wow, yeah.
How many vacations was going on? I don't care. Does it sound like this? Yeah, I hear it's the truth and all of that, but that ain't what I'm talking about. We got to control this here. When all of the great records came out, The Show, Rock the Bells, Do the James, any of that came out. All of them records were independent labels. All of them were independent labels. There wasn't no big corporate record label behind it. The record was so strong to the point where the big label was like, who is that? What label is that? I get your distribution deal. What's that? Look, I know you're selling in this market. I have it all over the world. But I'm going to take most of your company later.
Yeah.
telling the truth right there.
You telling the truth.
I mean, you know, I could go on. I could take your whole show. Your show will be finished when I finish telling you about this. We can do part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, 13, 14, 15 about this, you know? And especially growing up, when we grew up, that's how I could be friends with somebody like the average guy wouldn't see it. Like, yeah, I know Vanilla Ice. I could get on the phone and call Vanilla Ice. Yeah, I know Everlast. I can get on the phone and call him. Yeah, I know Cube. I can get on the phone and call him. Same way I can get on the phone and call Mark Wahlberg, because we from that era. We know what this is. We see it.
Yeah.
It ain't like dudes are mad, because the first thing that somebody will say is, like, yo, the old guys, they sound mad or bitter. Some of them are. Some of them are for the wrong reasons and stuff. But the mask is basically like you're sad because listen to somebody. Don't think that you know everything. Listen to somebody. Listen to this other guy's mistakes. He's trying to tell you something so that you'll know better, and you'll make it better for your season to come after you, so we can do this the right way. That's how you don't have a black radio station as popular as you have here in New York City anymore. How are they going to not have a 98.7 KISS FM? That's what all of that goes through in the whole world. They all came through that station right here. Now, you know, ESPN just bought it. They're talking about what basketball game is playing. They took Michael Jordan off in New York City. How did you take that off, man?
Wow. Yeah, I was reading up on that.
Everybody like, I run New York. I'm the king of New York. I'm this guy. I don't got to say their names. They say it on their records and their music enough. And they big interviews with their big money. But don't buy no radio stations. Don't buy no nothing. James Brown was doing what they had to do when they did it, when you couldn't drink on a water fountain. If it was this time, it'd be a little different. It'd be a whole lot different. You know, when somebody can bombard you and take your companies away and the IRS coming at you, so much stuff going on. You ain't know if the books was right. I mean, we could go on and on for days. But it's the fact that he took the initiative to go and get that, because, you know, we need that. So that'll be our outlet. But see, we didn't. We wrote it. And when they said, hold it, they ain't playing this no more, you're done. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Man, you preaching over here, man. You dropping that science on them for real, man.
Sure.
So, coming up the way you did, man, as far as, like, in the industry, man, what other advice would you offer up-and-coming artists, man, to adhere to, man, if they want to make it?
Today, I mean, it's a different animal today. It's totally a different animal, man. This viral world is a monster.
Tell her how you feel, man. Tell them what's up, man, because a lot of these
the
cats, man.
The viral world is like the ocean. You know, it's good and bad. We need that water. Most of our body is that water. Too much of anything ain't good. You got to try to use this to the best of your ability. That's what I would tell a new coming artist, a younger artist, or even an older artist that just ain't doing it in a long time. You got to take control of that and find your niche. Just due to the fact that this outlet is everywhere, man, and know that, you know, if your goal is to be the number one guy in the world, and I don't know what to tell you, because, you know, you can sell your ass if you have to do that if that's what you want to do. But if you want to survive and have a good time while you're doing it, because this life is not promised to you and it's short, and enjoy and make people feel good, it's a fan base for you. As long as you got something that's grooving and you know that it makes you rock a little bit to your head, it's somebody else that feels something that you have, because there's so many of us on this planet. And just go and grab that. Find your niche. Like you said, YouTube, I heard you saying that's where the Pete Rock mix thing came from. And so many other outlets, just like the B.I.O., like your show and everything else. You take advantage of all of this and continue to make your music. Make it the way you want it. You don't got to do what everybody else is doing. Because that's the whole thing they say today. Because if it doesn't sound like this, you ain't got your auto tune on it, or you don't got whatever everybody else, then you're not. It ain't good. That's not true. It's all right to be different.
Okay. I like that too. I agree. You remember the difference. The difference stands out. You talk about the difference. That old cookie cutter shit, you be like, huh, another one? How nice be though.
Damn, it sounds like the song that just went off. Hell, everything sounds the same.
Is this a mix?
Yeah, exactly.
Hell.
Oh,
yeah.
The beautiful thing is, I met Smooth there, man, and we've been doing that, man. Smooth was, he was singing background and writing lyrics with Bobby Brown when we got together. That's what he
wow.
was doing. And at the same time, while he was on the road with Bob and whatnot, they were on the King of Stage tour. That was Bob's first solo album. And I was on the road at that time with Tiga Rock and Mantronic and Just Ice, and we were going all over the world, especially all over Europe. I mean, leaving, going out. I remember going in 86, 87, leaving this country when I was a young kid, man.
I know, that's crazy.
They didn't believe, when they didn't think this music was going to get to where it was at. You know, so many things you've seen it come, man. It's a beautiful thing, I'll tell you that much. It's a beautiful thing, man. Spread
it's
love.
It's good, man. Like I was telling Ed, we had Special Ed on last week, man. It's real good, man, to hear you guys, man, you know, out there doing your thing, and you still putting on them shows, man, because a lot of people try to write you off like, oh, they has bands. They ain't talking about nothing. They ain't doing nothing.
No, the only people that do that, the only people that do that is our people do it to each other, and that's it.
You right.
Hey,
man.
Nobody else do it. We the same ones that are talking about you working. We'll sit there and talk about the guy working McDonald's. We'll sit there and talk about the Chinese restaurant, man. But you're steady going there, giving them your EBT. You're steady going there, spending your money there. You're getting richer and richer and richher off you every day. Oh, he worked at McDonald's. McDonald's is the biggest franchise in the world. McDonald's is like, they say, what people know? God, Allah, Jah, the Pope, Michael Jackson, and McDonald's symbol. Everywhere else I went in the world, and I've been all over the world. But we'll sit there and talk about McDonald's. He works at McDonald's.
Steady employment, I say that.
It's sad.
Getting
the
shit.
And McDonald's, they give college funds to African Americans.
Do it all day.
For college.
Call everybody, man. You know, yeah. Busy wasting our time talking about somebody. We're too busy counting somebody else's pockets. You know,
hello.
Admiring on that dumb television, on that idiot box. Come on, man. Why are you praising this guy so much? You ain't doing nothing for the people. I lead this stuff for
wow.
the people. Hey, all our leaders, they did stuff. Joe Louis, they all did stuff for our people, man. And they didn't have much. These guys got so much and ain't doing but so much. And you got these kids praising you, and the poor people are the ones that put you on top. But how soon we forget. And that's just us, man. It ain't just with music. It's with everything, man. It's
yeah, you're real. Yeah.
It's all, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. Like I said, when OJ stopped playing, give me a phone call and ask me about me. When Mick Jagger said he put his guitar, give me a call, man. Text me, hit me on Twitter, do whatever you want, man. Blow a smoke signal from Chi-Town to say, yo, Greg, what's going down, baby?
Now, when the next time you think you're going to slide through Chi-Town, man, because I have yet to
man,
catch a smooth beer, Greg Knight's drunk.
I love that place, man, to the point where I was so sad that it took us about 15 years to come out there. I mean, our whole career, I'm like, wow.
Wow.
I remember being on this tour that we did. It was an early tour. It was Nice and Smooth and Jodeci and Criss Cross. Kelly in a Public Announcement, Allison Williams. And,
that was a long time ago.
I got real tight with the Public Announcement brothers, and they all kept telling me, man, you got to come to Chicago, man. They love you around my neighborhood. I'm like, they don't know about us in Chicago.
Check. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. They love you all my way. You got to come out there. Oh, man, Earl from Public Announcement. And I was like, all right, one day I'm going to get out there, you know. Then we heard a Common Sense record, and he was like, Red is a Red. He said, oh, what's it look? What is that? Oh, snap, they be rocking out there? And then when we finally got out there, where did we go? We played the Metro.
And, okay, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember y'all was out there.
Yeah, man, I loved it. I was like, man, I
that
loved
was a long time ago.
I love this. I got to come back. And then we went to the thing they did in Hyde Park. And that was a beautiful thing, the festival. So,
Dr. Wax over there, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait till I get back out there again. It'll be soon, though, and we're going to make it happen, man. I'm going to go over there and go to Weber Steakhouse and do what I do and chew up some of that nice Weber steak. upside down.
Woo!
I love it.
Isn't that?
We got my man D. He hiding in the catacombs over here. He ain't saying nothing now. What you got to say, man? Because I see you on there.
He's breathing. Hear him breathing.
First and foremost, what's going on, Greg? Yo, man, I'm chilling like Bob Dylan. The only thing I ain't nodding off is sleep. I'm chilling, baby. That's cool, Greg. Now, actually, bro, I'm the one that reached out to you on Twitter, man. And first and foremost, I want to say thank you so much, man, for joining us on the show tonight.
It's a beautiful thing, man, and I felt and I realized that that's something that I need to do. It's other shows, it'd be big shows, and I don't even do it. But, like, all of the smaller things now, and I felt like I said I want to do that because they're not getting what they need to get, and I want to give it to them, and especially just due to the fact to survive and last so long in this stuff, man. And I'm out there every day, even in events where I'm playing on bills with some of the new acts and things like that. And when they
look
at the show and they lose their mind, they stand like, I'm like, man, y'all missed it all. So as long as I'm here and I still got my health, I'm going to go express that and spread it around the world. And hopefully it'll make it better. And whatever I can do for you dudes and keep on rocking on this interview thing, I'm here for you. You know, reach out to me, and I'm there. When I get to Chi-Town, we sit down and eat one of them Weber steaks.
Well, you know, Greg. My only question for you, bro. I want to ask you that.
Anything you want to ask, man. I'm right here.
Looking at the recent situation, man, that happened, that went down with Chris Brown and Drake in his club, and then all the aftermath that's going on after it. You got the club losing their liquor license, the club owners getting sued by Tony Parker because he was injured. You know, the thing about it is well, how much response as an artist, man, and as a celebrity, how much responsibility do you have to take in situations like that to not let the club owner take the fall for your situations? So as a celebrity, as an artist, how much responsibility do you have to take for something like that?
I mean, the responsibility is going to be in a police investigation. All they have to do is have witnesses. I mean, if you're a celebrity or if you're not a celebrity, the bottom line, because when Shine and Puff Daddy got caught in that situation, there was witnesses there, and you see where the dude went, right?
Right.
So it can be for a whole lot of years. Now you're not even in America no more. That's a sad situation for one night of hype.
Right. Uh-huh.
And when that liquor get into somebody, boy, that liquor is a mother. But they'll sell it everywhere. They'll tell you this. It goes back to them. They selling that liquor. They selling bottles so you can throw bottles and swing bottles. You know, it's a sad situation. But then at the same time, man, a lot of these guys, they young, man. They still kids, man. And it's like you having a loaded gun. You got a whole lot of
That's
money.
Real.
You got a whole lot of power. And not too much experience, and not nobody around you to tell you, like, look, man, you got to calm down. We can't do it like this. But we don't hear about Morgan Freeman in the club smacking nobody. We ain't hear about none of the dudes that love and admire that's been doing it and having millions and millions of dollars for years. Not getting into nothing, you know. So, and they've been young, too, man. Everybody was young. Everybody was young, so.
That's real.
The thing is,
you're
supposed to learn.
You're
supposed to learn from them
experiences.
That's right. That's the key word.
Supposed to. Mm-hmm. See, it's a lack of respect, though, man. That liquor is a whole other animal, too. You know that. Get your courage.
It's the liquor and the lack of appreciation for where you at, man. Because, like I say, there was always beef, you know, back, you know, from the old school beef, you know, true school beef, you know, LL and Cool Moe D, man, they may have, you know, wanted to fight each other, but they never did it. It was always on wax, you know what I'm saying? It was a confrontation.
Oh, man,
here,
it was
everybody.
Always a joke, man. Everybody see each other and be laughing.
Yeah. You
was right here in New
York.
I've seen all of that, man.
You know. I've
seen all of that, and to the point where, you know, Moe D, Special K, Tila Rock's brother, that's who discovered me in a house party. I know those brothers very well. And
right.
Look, man, like I said, they were all educated dudes, and you can hear it in their content. You know, mm-hmm. You can hear it in their careers. You can hear it on their lifespan. Look how long it's lasted, and the things that they're doing, and the levels that they're at in their life.
is a whole different
right.
breed of animal right now. Like I'm saying, you're giving a kid a loaded gun, man, with no guidance.
That's true. So basically what you're saying, we ain't going to never read about you or see you throwing bottles at nobody. What you're saying.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. I did Mary J. Blige's first record. You go look at the video. I did the first record. You ain't never heard crap about me.
This is true. I ain't never heard nothing negative about neither one of y'all, man. And all the time y'all been around, I ain't never heard nothing.
Hey, man. I lived the last 30 days with Tupac in his crib, man, before he passed away, man. I was living right in his house. And all that ball stirred up from when he like, yo, man, I don't believe you used to let me hang out with you. Nobody knew me. Me coming to visit y'all in them hotels at the La Brea with your $35 pitchers of orange juice. I'm like, yo, you crazy, man. Thanks for getting through that.
You. $35
like
pieces of orange juice, huh, man?
Just like that. And the next morning, I'm on an airplane from JFK to LAX on a set of gridlock from Pasadena. Because that's how real mothers do. When me and Smooth was recording the old to the new album, we doing our session, we recorded an album in L.A. We Bronx dudes, and we was right in L.A. and recording. Yo-Yo on our sessions every day with us, Q, IT, Darlene, IT's baby, his first son, all of that, man. That's how we got down. We had love, man. We all had love. It wasn't that stuff. You know what I'm saying? It was cute. That's on wax and the interviews and playing around. Nobody was doing that. Everybody was hanging out together, man.
That's real.
Keep it real.
Every time we get somebody on the show, we get
Christmas rhyming like that. He was rhyming real happy, Fresh Prince. And he'll be chilling with all the tough rappers and everybody. We'll all go to his crib when he first got his first house. We all over there, bugging out. Mantronic, me, T. LaRock, Jesse Jeff, all of us, just kids, having fun, man.
Enjoying life.
You come from that era when you're doing something wrong and, you know, the neighbor smacks you in the back of the head and be like, I'm going to tell your mama, you know, things like that. You can't even do none of that today. You know, the dude
ready to
do
stuff.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. I appreciate when I got my ass whipped. I appreciate all of that because it made me a man, and a lot of that's missing too. So, you know, they took things out of context. You know, they calling the ACC and all of that on you. I can understand if you're abusing a child. Yeah, you need that. But some of them need to, you know, you got to get chastised sometime, man. I'm not mad.
So you got to break them down. But like I was saying, man, every time we get somebody on the show, man, we learn a little bit more hip-hop history and some unknown hip-hop history, man. You know?
Yep.
There's always something new, man. That's why you need to listen to this show, man, because when we had these artists on here, these cats, man, you know, oh, they ain't relevant no more. They ain't talking about nothing. No, they talking about something, man. And that's why
we
have them on the show.
You are me. I am you. You know, the future, you are me. I am you. Each one teach one. And that's the thing that's wrong. We got that gap right there. We need to bridge that gap. Just know, anybody that's out there, any of you younger artists that's coming up, man, learn about some of your older artists and retrospect, and it'll make your career better, man. And maybe you can bond and you wind up doing some songs together and have some ideas to make it better for the future.
That's word. So what can we expect from Greg Nice, man? What's Greg Nice going to drop out now, man? I mean, is he going to drop some new music?
Man, we're just doing these shows. I make records. I got a lot of different songs I'm doing. I always do different music. And if you know my track record and if you need to learn, if you don't know, I ain't never just do no one thing as far as a Nice and Smooth album or a Nice and Smooth record. I would do things with Lizette Melendez, a freestyle artist. I would do things with CNC Music Factory. You know, I would do things with New Kids on the Block, Mary J., Tupac, Tricky, all sorts of things. So I've been doing a lot of different records. I have a song coming out now with Alex Gudano. He's one of the biggest DJs from Italy. I just did a new video. We got the brand new single out right now that I did with DJ A-Track and Dylan Francis. It's called Money Making. I got another song coming out next week with Jason Nevins. It's called The Candyman. That's on Ultra Records. So I've been doing a lot of electronic music, because music is universal and that's what it's about, and I always made sure that I did that type of a thing. I didn't want to put myself under a cap saying that this is all I do, because my ancestors, they did everything. Sammy Davis tap dance, he acted, he sang, he did bebop, he did flips, he did it all, and that's what we need to do. So I'm expressing that and enjoying my life and doing this good music. And you want to learn more about me, you know, you just Google that. Not everything is true, but it can link you to where you need to be.
Well, you can do all things, you know. What about, do you still know how to beatbox?
Man, you got to come to the show. That's all you got to do. Come to the show. And when you come to the show, sit in the front row. Just come to the show. That part right there, that's never going to go away. Ask Biz about the beatbox. Everybody knows Biz is the beatbox. Ask him who beat him in the beatbox. Ask him how he met me. That's how we met years ago, in 1984.
Can you give us a sample, though?
That ain't going to sound good on this telephone. When I come to Chi-Town, make sure that you come to wherever that concert is at.
I sure will.
Make it happen. If you've seen Busta Rhymes and you love him, come see me. If you've seen Kid Capri and you love him, come see me.
I grew up on your music. I grew up on your music. What you mean?
Come on,
you know, definitely I'll come out and see you.
Come on, so we can have a good time. We can turn it into Soul Train, because Chi-Town know how to get down for a show.
For a show.
All right, Greg, you ain't going to beatbox for us, man, but I ask everybody that comes out to the show, I'm going to try with you. I'm going to ask, man. Let me get a verse. Let me get a verse.
Hey, man, I got a new song coming out next week with Talib Kweli.
I want to hear that. You going to send us an MP3?
Oh, man, that ain't nothing, baby. We're dropping a new Nice and Smooth video this week coming up. Brand new Nice and Smooth video.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that one up. I'm going to have to check that one out, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to send you the link. I'm going to send you the link so you can send it to everybody you want to see it.
I'm going to throw it on Facebook, man. Like I said,
we're
going to
get on our 45 Kings, our 45 Kings Spread Love section. We're going to spread love with this, baby.
Now, that was an old cut right there. That was an old joint right there, 45 Kings Spread Love, man. But now we're going to politic about that. We're going to politic. Listen, man, I want to thank you for coming out to the show.
I'm going to be speaking to y'all again. I like y'all.
We want you to come back, man.
That's what's up, man. We get all of y'all back on here, man.
I'm gonna update y'all on everything that happens out here. Everything that's going on.
That's what's up.
Tell us. Come on through.
Well, we got your info, man.
Waiting for you.
Just know whenever you come to your city, get here on a Tuesday night. You got to go to Club Sutra downtown and check out Tony Touch's spot. Tony
Touch
got the hottest
hip-hop
spot in New York City.
I didn't know he was still spinning, man. I ain't seen no CDs from him in a while, man.
Oh, Tony is all over the place. My God. He's so busy. His spot is so hot that the DJ, your most expensive DJ in the world, is trying to get in. He's able to get in. Everybody that plays a Sutra play for free.
Yeah, I didn't know he was still spinning, man. The last thing I got from him.
Everybody spinning there from Macy Gray down to DJ A-Track, down to DJ Scratch, down to Kid Capri, to Just Blaze, to Easy Mo B, to you name it. Evil D, the Beat Miner Radio is always there. It's a beautiful thing.
Man, I'm actually supposed to fly to New York, man, and come down there and check you out.
This is where the spot where all the hip hop people at. This is where all the hip hop artists hang at.
Yeah, I'm having to book a flight, man.
You walk up in there any given night, you know, you see your grand poobas, to your big daddy, to whoever.
Yeah, that's good. We gonna try to make that happen, man. Like I said, I want to see you back out of that shot, man.
That's right. I appreciate it, man.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. Well, like I said, man, we appreciate
you.
You
know what to do, man. Just yell. Shout out.
No
I'm out.
No doubt. Peace out, man.
Right.
Thanks for coming and politicking with us, man. Now, that's what's up, man. I told you, every time somebody come on here, man, we get a history lesson, man. Some type of history lesson.
Man.
So.
Yeah, real good.
He's real cool.
Yeah, that it's rare, man, that you find cats that come on. I mean, we have some good people that come on the show, man. And then we have some asshats and stuff that come on the show, man. But, I mean, when you get somebody like that, that's what I like, man. Like, you know, when we had Ed and them and Master Ace on here, and they get to talking, man, that's what I like to hear. You ain't got to say nothing. Just let them run it. You ain't got to ask a question, man, because by the time you get ready to ask a question, they done already said what you want.
Answer. You're right. Exactly.
They already said what you want. Knowledge. So, I mean, that's what the show is for. You know, we may seem a little bit unorganized at times, but we get the job done, man. And that's what I love about the D. Hour Show, the Naja Here Wednesday. My two hosts, you know what I'm saying? We get on here and we chop it up with these people, man. And that's what, you know, you got to do, man. Listen in because they're giving you knowledge, man. You know, a lot of you younger cats, man, you sit over here and you be like, oh, they old school. They ain't on the same page. Well, I'm going to tell you straight like it is, man. If it wasn't for some of these artists that came before you, where would you be? What would you do?
In your basement?
Exactly.
There wouldn't be no little Weezys, no little...
There wouldn't be no little nobody.
There would be no little nobody. Ooh. So, yeah, they need to get respect.
We got people.
How do you feel, speaking of respect, I mean, not to get take a left turn, but respect, do you think Nicki Minaj should have respected Lil' Kim?
Nicki Minaj is a complete imitation of Lil' Kim. She's just the new age generation of Lil' Kim. I mean, in the beginning, I think she honestly, like, before she really got put on, there was a great respect, you know, for her, for, what's her name, I can't remember the chick name, man. Foxy Brown, you know, there was a lot of respect. But then once she got to that point where, you know, she felt her shit didn't stink, you know, they lost respect. And then, she comes out like, you know, I had all this going on with me and everything, and Blase Skippy. I mean, but at the same time, she was the forerunner before you. She was the one that carried the weight, you know, before you. Somebody carried the MC Light, Bahamadia, all these other, old school rappers, man, true school rappers, man, carried the torch before you came along. It's just easier now for them, you know. They didn't have to do the things that a lot of these MCs did. You know, Boss, all of them, Queen Latifah, all of them carried that torch when she got into the light. And now that she's in there, you know, there's arrogance about it. And that doesn't stop with her. It's kind of with some of everybody. You know, you always get, you know, somebody who's gotten arrogant in the game and everything. But with a person like her, you pretty much carbon copied. I mean, just like straight traced over.
She's Swagger Jack.
I mean, Swagger, yeah. I say Swagger Jack there.
Now, we can talk about Lil' Kim. You know, I don't understand what the problem is with her with the plastic surgery and everything. How... You know, she wasn't bad looking to begin with. Now she looks like a chipmunk.
I'm being
honest.
Scary.
She looks bad. She looks really bad. I mean, her face, her jaws look puffy, her eyes are small. She got the Michael Jackson nose kicking up. I mean, come on, let's be real. Why you do your face like that? You know, well, nothing wrong with you to begin with. You know, people say it's self-hate, loathing, but at the same time, it's just like, it can't be self-loathing. I just think she wanted to do something different to, you know, keep herself relevant. And that was the wrong thing to do, you know.
She can't go back. She can't get
back. The flesh is not going to allow her to. She just ruined herself.
You wake up looking like Joan Rivers.
Yeah, ain't no undo for that right there.
Ain't lying.
Now, the body's still nice, but, the, you know, from the neck up, It's horrible.
Who are you? What are you? Where did you come from?
I'm
speak English.
That's going to probably mess with you, Amber, and everything, because that's your profession and everything. I'm just trying to understand, when did it become popular for black women to fuck their hair up the way they doing with these wigs and fucking, you know, lace fronts and everything? I see young girls, teens, you know, walking around with this on, and I'm like, what happened to being little girls? Why you got to walk around with these on lace fronts? That's too much for a little girl. And then you got these, you got people like Little Kim with all that plastic surgery. You got people like, you know, Nicki Minaj, who are role models to our daughters, our kids. And they see this and they're like, well, am I imperfect? You're not perfect, but is how I look, is that how I should look? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
I think it starts from home. You know, the role models, the real role models should be mother and father, or mother or father, because the child sees their everyday struggle, you know, and they know that person. They don't know what the hell is going on in Nicki Minaj's life.
And it's their job.
Right.
It's job to make that child be the best possible productive person they can be.
It just should start at home first. Now, as far as these girls that mimic what they see in media with the Kardashians, Lil' Kim, whoever, you know, a lot of them girls, at the time, their parents are not even involved with them in their lives. You know, they don't, you know what I'm saying? It's like they have no guidance, so they guide themselves. Those are kids that are called self-made. You know, they're raising themselves pretty much, and they're making their own decisions. And some of them could be due to, like, self-esteem issues. You know, I don't get enough attention, so I'll get attention if I look like this or if I just like that. You know what I'm saying? And it just throws off a negative message. And then, you know, it's just, I think these parents need to really just step up to the plate. You know, I mean, these kids right now, this day and age, they really need guidance. They really need that guidance. They need their ass whooped too. Damn DCFS and all that shit. Get to the phone before I can get to your ass. Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, back in the days when we were younger, you know, we were getting our asses whooped. You know, it wasn't nothing that stopped our parents from throwing a shoe around that corner and hitting us in the back of our head and leaving a knot or something. You know, I'm just saying. It's just, we have no, these parents are not disciplining their kids, you know, they're not in their active in the kids' lives. These grandmamas are younger. So guess what? We ain't got the old school big mamas and grandmamas. The grandmamas is in their 40s and 30s now, you know? And they ain't trying to babysit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't, if you look at it, it's crazy. It's really crazy. And I just feel like being a parent, it's a very hard, you know, responsibility, but at the same time, it's your duty and obligation. If you're bringing a life into this world, you got to try your hardest to plant good seeds, you know, in it. And, I mean, I've seen two parents do it, and I've seen single parents do it. It's not hard. And this day and age, these kids need their parents in their lives. There's the media and what's going on in this world all over. I mean, it's crazy. Drugs. Sex, partying, selling drugs, getting money. You know, it's just, I mean, this is what our kids have to listen to and fight through. You know, getting into music, you know, back in our days it was Public Enemy, you know, KRS-One, you know, all them different ones that was spitting, you know, be aware of your surroundings, politics, you know what I'm saying? History.
Not at all. It's gone. And you brought a very valid point. I mean, we did. Back when we was growing up, yeah, we had the Public Enemy. We had the Poor Righteous Teachers. We had the ex-cons. We ain't got none of that now.
We ain't got none of that now. We got Lil Wayne. We got Lil Wayne out there talking about getting high until he feel like dying. And we got breaks talking about I want to have
hell
sex
yeah.
with you and I don't even know your name. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? We got, you
even,
know.
Even R&B has changed. R&B music has changed. I mean, with Chris Brown, you know, birthday, you know, and Rihanna, the birthday cake.
Cake.
The neighbors here going to hear my name. You know what I'm saying? The,
It's just throwing out permission to have be promiscuous.
Yeah.
And you know what? Day and age is the wrong time to be promiscuous. You know, in the 80s, you thought you worried about gonorrhea and crap. This is the millennium. You got to worry about shit that if you touch somebody, you can die. Ain't nobody got time to be, you know.
Bacteria.
You know, it's crazy. And these kids, they feed into it because
yeah.
they think this is the life. This is the life that they're living in real life, so I'm going to live it too, you know. Or, you know, this is what everybody wants to see, me in booty shorts, you know, and my hair dyed platinum blonde, and I'm going to school.
The booty
I'm going
shorts
to school with platinum
okay.
blonde.
I'm just saying.
But, you know, it's a time and a place for that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you got a wardrobe of booty shorts
and an age,
you know, and I'm talking about young and old, because there's older women that's running around here in booty shorts and need to quit it.
You
might, for real.
You
know,
your
years
weight,
is weight over with.
Appropriate in there too, then, because it's amazing how many women got skinny-itis and will turn around and put on some booty shorts, and it looks like she got a piece of dental floss in her ass. Ain't nobody.
Oh,
you know,
and be having confidence. And be having, and I don't knock the confidence. I love it. But it's just,
what?
You should know how to dress for your body.
Where is
you
your
know?
Friend? Why your friend didn't tell you you shouldn't wear that?
Because she's got the same thing on in a different color. Look, she got the same thing on in a different color.
Oh, damn. You can see her outfit, though.
Now, let me just put something out there, too. You know, I don't want our listeners to be like, oh, they coming off too preachy and blah, blah, blah. Why are we listening to this show? This, you know, this for...
Oh,
this
no.
is stuff that we talk about. And you know, like
real
said,
life
father,
shit.
Man, yeah, it's real life shit. You know, I got a daughter, man. You know, I got a son out there, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at stuff like that, man. And, you know, it's crazy because it's like, man, you know, like I said last week, we are the last generation to grow up and actually do shit. You know, now it's just sit on your ass and Google it, you know, pull it up on your iPhone, you know, or whatever. You know, we didn't have all that when we was coming up. So, I mean, a lot of this, you know, it goes to your background and your upbringing. Yeah, you might have came from a shitty upbringing, but you have a chance to change it. You in an era now where you can actually say to a black kid, hey, you can be the president of the United States, because you can.
Wow.
You know, there's more to life than just sitting around and, you know, and I know we come off like bashing Lil Wayne and stuff like that, and a lot of your favorite MCs, well, I ain't going to say MCs, rappers. It's a difference. Look it up.
Right, it's a difference.
But, you know, it's real, man. I mean, a lot of you young guys, you missed out. And Greg, you know, Greg Knight said it, man. You missed out on a lot of relevant MCs that came out. Right now, it's your time. Yes, the younger generation has it. It's your time. But you still missed out on a lot of education. Because right now, all you know, you got the Chief Keef out there, and I got something about that, and him and Rhymefest. Rhymefest.
Oh, I wonder if you know what I know.
I'll let you talk on that one, because I don't know what you know, but I was just reading up on some stuff on him. But, you know, you have to watch what you do when you growing up with kids. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, it's the cool thing to have a baby and not raise them. You know, and that's what a lot of the industry. Yeah, we had party and bullshit. We had, you know, we had gangster rap. We, you know, we had our N.W.A.s. We had our conscious rappers. You know, Mos Def, Talib Kweli. We had, you know. Party and bullshit rappers, Rob Bass, and, you know, we had that, but it's like everything is focusing on the same thing. And Greg was right, man. You know, the radio stations are slowly dumbing down the music that you hear. You're not hearing anything of substance. You're hearing the same four or five cats collaborating on each album, telling you the same shit. Have sex.
You ain't lying.
Drink, smoke. And I, let me clarify something. We ain't no old school nerds. We ain't no
Break it down. Yeah. I know that's right. Let them know.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody likes bad sex. If you don't, then something wrong with you. Everybody likes bad sex. Everybody likes to indulge in smoking. I ain't messing around with no bath salts. But, you know, we can smoke some weed.
I know that's right. You ain't going to be eating nobody's faces around here.
Everybody likes to drink. Everybody likes to indulge. You know, but, you know, if you ain't, like, a lot of stuff they talking about, man, if you've never lived it, you've never done it, why are you talking about it? Because that further makes you look ignorant. Yeah, you doing it to sell records, but you're also leading a generation to believe in that shit and be like, hey, I could do that shit too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the truth. I'm not making this up, man. I mean, you got a lot of cats. Oh, man, that new joint right there, so-and-so, man, I could do that. I go out here and start up my little drug set and go and do my little, you know, and they honestly thinking they could do that, man. And like I said, not to brown, you know, beat a dead horse, man, but I'm like, man, you know, change your content up, man. You know, that's why a lot of cats went independent, because the industry is not picking up on anything new. There is nothing new to offer you in the music industry. Nothing. Listen to it. You hear it every day. It's the same shit threw up at you every day. There are no new concepts. There is nothing new to excite you. There are no Les Nubian albums. There are no more concept albums where, you know, it's like, you know, when albums, like when Rhythm Nation came out, man, there was like promotion galore behind it. Like, oh, man, coming out this summer, we got Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation, and you had the videos and you had all of the promotion, the mom and pop record stores, which are no longer here. You know, everything is on computer now. You download stuff now. There is no substance in the music anymore. There's nothing to record. Nothing original. And, yeah, y'all probably listening like, oh, would they shut the fuck up? No, you need to think about it, because when you reach our age and your music and your children start to be like, mom, what the fuck is y'all listening to? You're going to be like, yeah, they're kind of right. Because I feel it myself, man, when I go into it, and I feel like my uncles and my grandmother, man, like, what is y'all listening to? You know, well, back in our day, and I never thought I'd be saying it, but guess what? Y'all going to be saying it. And a lot of these people that you guys are clinging on to, where are they going to be? The lifespan of an artist, a new artist, usually lasted, in our generation, at least 4 or 5 years. Real talk. Lifespan of one of your artists. Where's Chingy now?
Where's Chingy? Are you out there? If you're out there, call in, because we really want to know where you at, Chingy.
Where's some of these cats that you you know, you dealt with, you know, that were popular to you at one time with these one hit wonders and everything? Where's Fabulous? You know, there's a lot of them that are out there. You know. But we're going to digress from that, man. We got my man Disaster calling in pretty soon. I'm assuming he'll be calling in the next 2 minutes and everything. We got my man Disaster. For those who aren't familiar with this cat, him and Cannabis were supposed to do a pay-per-view battle. Well, they did the pay-per-view battle. And it turned out pretty bad with Cannabis digging into his backpack and really pulling out a notebook of rhymes. As soon as my man, you know, gets online and calls, we're gonna quit. I'm sure he's heard, you know, where people have asked him about this, but we're gonna ask him again, you know, for our show, and we're gonna politic on that. But in the meantime, we're gonna go into another Greg Knight joint, and we're gonna chill for a second. And as soon as we get back, hopefully Disaster will be on the line and we can talk to him for a minute. But right now, we're going into another Greg Knight joint. So. One hit, here you go.
You heard me.
All I wanna know is can I set it up? hip hop. Put the pedal to the metal, put the icing on the cake. Take the tea in the kettle, get a mansion like Blake. Blake Carrington, I'll be damn, I hate a fake. I got the craving for a Philly cheesesteak. The style be butter like Lance and Lele. Strictly endo, never no JJ. All I wanna know is can I set it all.
And it's a wrap. There ain't no fucking two takes. There's one take, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you mess around and choke, and this is, he telling you right, man, a lot of you guys out there up and coming, man, you know, if you, yeah, that's why I say it's a difference between an MC and a rapper, man. I mean, it's easy to sit down there and take a pen and pad, and if you got the gift of gab, man, you can sit down there and you can write your stuff out, man. Ain't no taking no credit away from that. You still an MC, but with MC, you also have to know how to freestyle. And when I ask a lot of these cats, hey, man, drop a freestyle for me, man. You know, a lot of you come with written stuff that I know is written, but I still let it pass anyway because I know it's written.
See, what I'm saying is, like, once it happens in front of you, you get to see, like what I do, I write for battles. You know what I'm saying? Of course I write for battles, but I wouldn't consider myself a written rapper. You know what I'm saying? I know how to write bars. You know what I'm saying? I know how to memorize them, but at the end of the day, I'm a battler. That means you throw me in a cage with anybody at any given moment, you're going to get three rounds of punchlines. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be any different no matter what situation you put me in. And that's what I want to make it clear to people, like, even the rest of the motherfuckers battling in the world today, there ain't, this is not on no ego shit. Again, there ain't a motherfucker that does what I do right now. Maybe there is, but I don't know who the fuck they are yet because most of these cats, if you catch them slipping and tell them to battle you, they'd have nothing to say, man. None of them.
I mean, there's some real battle MCs out there. Like, and I ain't taking nothing away from Cannabis, man.
I definitely, there's a lot of real battle MCs out there, but who's really, who can you name right now, today, that you know, if you grabbed them and pulled them out of the crowd and told them, let's do three rounds right now, they would actually execute three rounds, and most of this shit will be off the top, but it'll sound written, and it'll be clear as fuck.
That's true. Yeah,
nobody's
right.
Doing that right now, and that's my whole thing. Like, I just want to be put in a different. I don't want to be categorized. I don't want to be looked at. Oh, he's the best or whatever. I just want to be different. I'm different. I'm not like everybody else. I do my own form of battling. Like the way I prepared for the Cannabis battle, like nobody would ever understand how I prepared for this shit. It's the most unorthodox method of preparing you could ever think of.
Yeah, because you going there thinking this is going to be some good shit, man. This dude about to, we about to literally go at this, man. So what was in your mind, man, when he was like, man, because I saw some of the YouTube joint, man. I think he was injured or something like that. But what was going through your mind, like, as soon as he pulled that notebook out? What were you saying?
Yo.
What were you thinking?
To be honest with you, man, like, so I said that final line, man, and that's, again, like, what? Fucked him up. Like, a lot of people are not noticing or giving credit, but he'll sink in soon. When I said that shit about the sling on his arm, he forfeited the battle and pulled out the notepad. Like, and that was the point that fucking pushed him over the edge. Yo, when I said that sling, yo, you know what I mean? It makes sense that he has a sling arm because in real life he's never been a good shoulder to lean on. When I said that shit to him, and I was like, get the fuck out of my face, and I threw my hat on the ground, I felt it, bro. I felt like he was going to forfeit. It's the weirdest shit ever. I can't even explain to you the feeling I was feeling right there. I was like, this dude is not about to rap again. Like, in my head, I was thinking it's over. You know what I'm saying? And he literally forfeited. It was like the weirdest shit. And for him to pull out a notepad, that's what shocked me. But at the same time, I knew he didn't want to say nothing. I knew at that point that he got fucking knocked out so bad by that punchline that he couldn't even remember a word in his head. I knocked all his lyrics out of his fucking head. I have his notepad. He wrote thousands of bars. He could not remember any of them at that point because that shit hit him so bad, it psychologically fucked with him. And that's what people don't understand takes to be a fucking ultimate battler, is to psychologically fuck with the dude in front of you, not the crowd. It's you getting in your opponent's head. You know what I'm saying? And I was successful doing that, man. It was my whole fucking aim to do that. I even told my boy on the way there, yo, what if Cannabis chokes? I was just joking when I said that. I was like, man, for some reason, I feel like this is going to choke.
Yeah, man, a lot of people, man, hearts got broke that day, man, mine included, man, because, you know, like I say, it just threw me, man, because when you think of Cannabis, man, you think badass lyricist, man. And like I said, I ain't taking nothing away from him, but like I said on my blog, man, you know, I know my man Mark, man, you know, that put the whole thing together, man, and, you know, I said it, man, I'm like, man, my man made history twice, you know, once with the LL shit and now this. And it's done. You know, there's
yeah,
no coming
it's
back.
Like the wrong kind of history you want to make, but it's like, it also goes to show you, like, I really don't think people understand how serious I take my art, like, how serious I take battle rapping, and it's like my fucking form of art. I feel like I protect this shit with everything I love, man. And, like, at the end of the day, I want people to see how real this is. Like, we respect all the fucking legends from back in the day, even LL Cool J, all of them. But even LL and, it, like, the shit that they did was like a mockery of what battling is. You know what I'm saying? Like, LL went and fucking removed his vocal back and then dissed him on the stage in front of 10 million people with him not even there. You know what I'm saying? That ain't battle rap. That ain't fucking honorable shit to me, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the way they even used to battle was on some, like, alright, you know what I'm saying? Fucking, you know what I mean? Fuck, man. Man up and get in front of each other's fucking faces. If motherfuckers were doing this shit back in the day, you would have had less fucking issues, you know what I'm saying? Like, straight up, like, KRS-One, MC Shan Bass, like, them days are over, just like the bridge is over. Them days are fucking over, man. Like, I mean, they're not over in terms of us, but I'm just saying, like, what happened to when industry cats used to, like, really fucking get at it? Like, these fools, and this is just to show you that it's real, man. Go to the Lion Cage, you're going to get 8-5, you know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't no ballerina show, bro.
Yeah.
People lose their fucking life over battling, man, and I don't get killed. I mean, like, you literally, fucking get close to the point of no return, man. It ain't a joke no more, man.
Well, you proved your point, man, in that battle, man. A lot of hearts was broke that day, man. The tweets was heard all over the world, man.
Hey, man, fuck it, man. I guess that's what has to happen. You know, my heart goes out to the people that fucking were, like, seriously broken down about it. But at the end of the day, you got to realize, man, like, that's the shit that happens, and that's what you get for putting all your faith in the, you know what I mean, like, somebody that hasn't been cussed like that yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, man, that shit will happen to anybody. Like, I ain't even going to hate, like, this is, like, cannabis' fault. Like, man, you can get anybody who has their career out there on blast, and you throw them in the ring with somebody that's yelling at them and fucking exposing everything about them, and they're rhyming it, and they're creatively doing it, and they're getting in your head while it's almost impossible to keep composure, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand what these motherfuckers are going through when this shit happens to them.
Yeah. Well, now that we got that shit out the way, man, we ain't going to talk about that no more, man. We going to talk
good,
about
no more cannabis.
Because I know you tired of it, man. I'm like, man, that's probably all you get, man. Like, you know.
I'm a little bit tired of it, but whatever, man. I have to talk about it right now, man. It's still the aftermath. It's still 2 weeks before. I know everybody wants to get, you know what I'm saying, like, their, you know, side of the story. And every time I talk about it, a little bit more comes out. So it's all good.
Yeah. So what's next for you, man? Who you going up against next, man? There ain't no challenges coming out of it?
Well, man, I seriously don't know what I want to do my next move. Like, I have a bunch of opportunities, man. I wanted to go to Summer Madness. Like, they want me to do Summer Madness, man. I just don't know if I should be battling again this soon without having all my business straight. Like, I fucked up by coming to the cannabis battle without having my without having my fucking logos, my t-shirts, and all my shit done, all the fucking music shit I wanted to put out. Everything just started happening so fast, I lost track of shit. So, like, I'm trying to get my business straight before I jump back in, like, and come back. But I really want to go to New York, man. I want to go to Summer Madness, man. But I think I'm just going to let it chill right now, man. Like, and I'm just going to wait, you know what I mean, like, until I power up again, and then I'm going to just come back out, and that's probably going to be what I do.
Now, you talking about dropping an album or, you know, a mixtape?
You know, not necessarily an album. I just need to have, like, at least, like, something for people to hold, you know what I mean? Something to have, like, you know, at least seven is kind of songs that people could fucking, you know, like, something tangible, man. Something that you could just, like, touch, man, so, like, people know that it's not a joke, and a lot of people don't believe I can make the transition from battling to music or whatever. It's kind of funny, man, because I've done tracks here and there fucking around, and they haven't been the best tracks, man, but the shit that I'm really focused on is going to be super quality material, man, so that's what it is.
Now, where can they find more information about you, you know, for people?
Follow my Twitter, the best thing, man. I'm always on Twitter and Instagram, at Mr. Disaster, MRDIZASTR, or just YouTube /MC Disaster, or you could, what else, go on Facebook, Disaster official fan page, Disaster new page, either one of those, and you can find, like, my latest updates. I'm going to Australia, though, in 3 weeks. I'm actually doing, it was crazy you asked me, I almost forgot. I don't consider the international battles real battles, but I'm doing a battle, and I'm doing two battles in Australia in about 3 weeks, man. I'll be out there. I'm battling a blind dude, and I'm battling another cat, so. So, yeah, man, I'll be doing that in Australia in about 3 weeks.
You still making your most, or you going out there to mess with the Aussies now, huh? You going to break some hearts?
I'm trying to go all over the planet, man. I've already been to Sweden, Holland. I've battled in Canada, England. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get all the continents down. And, you know, we're going to South Africa at the end of the year. I'm going to go to the Philippines, too, and do battles out there, man. So I'm just expanding the shit, man. I just want everybody to know, you know, what battling is about, man. We're going worldwide with this shit. It ain't a local thing no more, man. It's international shit, man.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what's going on in the Philippines, man, how they battling out there. I'd have to YouTube that joint, man, because I didn't know.
Oh, man, you know, they get more, you know, they get more views than America.
I didn't know that. That's
yo,
new to me.
In the Philippines, they average about 1.5 million views per battle, man.
I'm going to have to look that one up to see that.
They're killing the game out there. And Filipinos are hella hip-hop oriented and hella fucking, like, about the culture, man. And you see a lot of them are deeply rooted into the shit, and they have a lot of love for it, man. So, like, I'm not even surprised that, you know, it's a country that's been through a lot of shit. It has a lot of poverty going on. There's political issues. Like, hip-hop sits perfect out there, man. And it's, like, definitely a place I definitely have to go out. And I have family out there, too, so I'll be visiting the motherfuckers at the same time.
So I'm going to have to check that one out, man.
You're
going to have me Googling that after the show, man.
Yeah, man, you got to. Hey, you got to check out all the shit. Like, I know we got our American thing, and we're the official shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at it, but at the end of the day, man, everybody's doing this shit now. You got to look at the Swedish leagues. You got the ones in Holland. You got England. You got Canada. Like, everybody's doing it, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's all kinds of countries doing it, you know what I mean? Like, it's a blessing, and it's a beautiful thing seeing these motherfuckers just do what we fucking grew up doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Well, that's what's going on, man. I'm glad, man, that you out there doing your thing, man, and you know, putting it down on the freestyle tip, man. A lot has changed, man, in the battle rapping circuit, man. So
much.
You know, it's like, man, like I said, that's new to me because, like I said, I follow it, but then I don't follow it like I used to, man. When I was younger, I used to be up on it and all that, but it's like, man, that really threw me in about the Filipino joint, man. But,
they be going in.
I'm gonna have to look that one up, man. So let me hear the bar, man, that you crushed cannabis with, man. Look, can we hear that, please?
Wait, you want to hear the blog you said?
No, the bars, man. Let me hear the bars you crushed cannabis with, man.
Wait, some bars that I didn't use, or some of the bars that I used?
Some of the bars that you used, man. Just throw spit some for us, man, please.
Let's see, what did I say to this motherfucker? Yo, after I was like, welcome to hell, Jermaine. Wrath is coming, this is the part of the rap. You get your ass confronted, then I catch you in the back, getting relaxed and blooded, and set the place on fire till it feels like you're sitting inside of a dragon's stomach. You cats don't want it, you get castrated and hacked the nuggets. I make chicken strips out of your loved ones, that's what I call a family bucket. You get slashed and gutted. You know what I'm saying? That was some of the shit right there. I got, fuck, man, you know what's so crazy? Whenever I fucking rap my shit, whenever I do a battle, man, I could never remember my bars back in, like it's crazy because I don't write my battles out. But, like, when I'm preparing for a battle, I get all these bars in my head, and basically I fucking just fill my head up with bars, but then right after the battle's done, I forget all my shit. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, but that's what makes a battle MC, man. I mean, that's how you know the shit ain't, you know, written on paper, man. I mean,
yeah, I can't even tell you how the verse went. I can't even tell you how any of my verses went because I don't fucking remember how any of those verses went. But, like, yo, I had some fucking crazy ass shit that I didn't get to use with that motherfucker. That was just crazy. Like, I'm really mad I didn't get to put this shit out.
Now, what you think about cats like Iron Solomon, man? That's somebody you think you want to go up against?
I mean, I always said I would go up against him. I don't know at this point if I can give a fuck to battle Iron Solomon, to be honest with you, man, because, like, yo, I asked for years to battle Iron Solomon, you know what I mean? Like, and everybody played me to the side like I wasn't doing big enough shit to battle him. Now that I've done all this shit, the question is, do I really want to fucking do for him what he wouldn't do for me? Like, because I don't give a fuck. I don't need him no more. You know what I mean? I was hitting him up at a point where I needed that buzz. You know what I'm saying? Where I needed to go against somebody who had that, but he wouldn't give me that opportunity. Because a lot of cats won't give you that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I still will give people that opportunity, but I'm going to give the people that deserve it and people that are real as fuck with me. I got no I got no fucking nothing against the dude. He's an incredible fucking battler. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I'll never hate on his talent. I just, you know, I don't really give a fuck about him. That's the real fucking. It depends. Like, I hear rumors he's gonna battle at Summer Madness. That's what people are saying, supposedly. If he does and just completely fucking wipes the place into the fucking ground and does some crazy shit, I'm definitely going to be fucking calling him out. Like, I'm going to call out whoever has an incredible performance this year. Like, after the summer, after Summer Madness, all the crazy battles that happen, after World Domination and King of the Dot, all these battles, there's going to be a couple of rappers that stand out. Whoever those people are, I'm going to pick who they are, and I'm going to fucking go after their heads. And that's pretty much what it is.
So you taking kicking ass and taking numbers, really, for real.
I'm trying to get at the dude that everybody's fucking talking about. Like, besides me, whoever's really buzzing and being talked about, I'm trying to battle that person. Like, it ain't about, I don't give a fuck about, like, the money necessarily or the matchup stylistic clash. Why? I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I care about benefiting off the battle after it and not fucking staying in the fucking same place. You know what I'm saying? And after you battle cannabis, where do you go from there? You know what I'm saying? I can't go over there and just battle fucking some random motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's like boxes, man. You know, you got to battle who's popular at the time, man.
I need a contender. Yeah.
And talk about respect. Like, I would love to battle Luther Luck. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because the motherfuckers are pioneers, man. Like, you know, like, there was a long period of time where I was just looking for that battle because nobody else was fucking putting it down like them. You know what I mean? So, those are cats that I would still want to battle, but again, I want to see what they do if they make a comeback. You know what I mean? Supposedly, also, Lux is battling at Summer Madness, I'm hearing from everybody. You know what I mean? I can't wait to see what he does. I think he's going to murder Calico, you know what I'm saying? But if he doesn't, then I wouldn't want to battle with him. You know what I mean? It's just simple. That's how battle and profit works now. You know what I'm saying? It's whoever's doing numbers is who I want to go after, basically.
Well, you know what, man? You seem like, man, you gonna destroy a couple of cats, man, coming down the line, man. You real?
Oh, I definitely will. Hey, let me tell you something, man. Here's not really a secret. We talk about it on the radio, but yo, man, people are not ready to deal with the fucking aftermath of my cannabis bars, like in the shit that I still have in my head. Like, I don't really think people want to do it, but if they do, then fine. I'm saying this so whoever hears it, like, I'm not trying to even blackball myself from a battle, but put it this way, man, like, this is, like, I used about 25% of my material against cannabis. The remaining 75-70% material I still have, you know what I'm saying? And that's aside from what I will write for something if I battle them. So, yeah, if I do battle, the next battles are going to be complete murders, like I'm telling you right now. Like, there ain't nobody going to stop, unless they put me on one-minute rounds. Because that's what fucking amateur rappers do. They can't rap for more than 1 or 2 minutes. So, like, oh, we're going to battle Gagasta, 2-minute rounds. So, you know, I can't go forever. A real MC can fucking spit punchlines for however long, you know what I'm saying? That's the real testament to having fucking stamina and being a battler, you know what I mean? Which brings me back to the cannabis shit. They made me agree. Look, check out this funny part. They made me agree to 4-minute rounds, right?
Right.
We had to do 4-minute rounds and maximum 6 minutes, so anywhere between that, 3 rounds. When we get to the fucking event, his manager walks up to me, who probably is Mark, the guy that you were just talking about, walks up to me and tells me, yo, cannabis wants to go unlimited now. Just imagine if you went on Smack and told the rapper, yo, last minute, like, yo, fuck these 3-minute rounds, I'm about to go unlimited on your ass. Ain't nobody going to let you do that. Like, nobody's going to let you get away with that shit. I let him do it because I didn't give a fuck. I could have waited for 1,000 hours. He just didn't know. So, my thing is, I definitely, if somebody really has balls, if you really want to see if somebody has balls, they'll say, I'll battle Disaster Unlimited. The day somebody says that, I'm going to fucking laugh really hard and probably step the battle. Until then, I'm just going to wait.
You crush cannabis, so I'm curious to see what's gonna happen. I'm gonna look you up too, man. I'm sure somebody's gonna YouTube it or whatever on your Australian dates, you know. So I'm gonna check that out, man, and keep up on that, man. And I'm hoping, man, you and Iron Solomon can connect too, man. I mean, that, you know, if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. But I'm interested.
I guess I'm not opposed to it, dog. I just don't give a fuck about it. I don't. It's not a battle I want anymore. You feel me? Like, there's a point when battlers have a hunger. Like, a battle rapper's hunger is unrivaled by anything in the world. When somebody, when a battle rapper is hungry for attacking a certain angle, man, and you don't fucking fulfill that, then you just fucking die out, and it's like you lose the fire. Like, there was a point where I wanted to mutilate the kid, you know what I mean? And if he would have accepted, he would have died horrifically, just like cannabis did. So he's smart that he dodged me. But now I'm, like, not interested in it, and I have no motivation to do it. But, I mean, you never know. Maybe something will happen to where that will come back around. I'm not saying no to it. I never say no to any battles. I'm just saying I don't give a fuck about it.
Well, you know what, man? That's what's going on, man. That's how it is, man. Battle rapping is just like the boxing industry, man. You got cats dancing around in the boxing industry, and you got cats dancing around and ducking in the battle industry, man. And
yeah.
If it goes down,
yeah,
it goes down.
Battle is duck all the time. Battle is duck. They do Mayweather type of shit. Like, I won't battle him unless that situation, like, fuck out of here, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to fucking battle, man, if you really have balls. I would never call somebody out and then tell them, like, give them stipulations. You know what I mean? People always call me out and expect me to fucking do whatever the fuck they want. You know what I'm saying? It's like, don't fucking call me out if you ain't ready to fucking go all out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, my man, yeah. I want to thank you for calling in on the show.
Thank you.
Man, we gonna keep in contact with you. I got your information, man. Where can people find out about your battles and where you located, man?
Just again, man, just go to at Mr. Disaster on Twitter and just follow me, hit me up. If you want to see any of my battles, man, like, they just, you know, basically just type in Disaster on YouTube, D-I-Z-A-S-T-E-R. Type in Disaster on YouTube. Just start with a Z, though, so you don't get a bunch of tornadoes and hurricanes. Put Disaster in there, and fucking all my battles will pop up. Bunch of stuff from Grind Time, King of the Dot, you know what I'm saying? Bunch of other leagues all over the world.
That's pretty much it. Hey, if you ever want to get on the show, man, and just chop it up with us, man, you are more than welcome. We can listen to some more of your tales, man.
Yeah, man, thanks a lot, man. Hit me up for whatever, man. I'm down. I'll fuck with you.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, that's what's up, man. My man, I want to see that joint with him and Iron Solomon, though, man. And I'm going to have to look up that Filipino battle rapper stuff, man, because that's a new one on me. That's a new one. I ain't never heard of that one. I got to check. But you know what? Outside of the States, man, they are more dedicated to hip-hop and, you know, everything hip-hop than most of, you know, people in the United States, man. Because, like, you know, Ed was saying that last week in Master Ace, man. You know, you go out of the country, it's a totally different beast, man, out there, man, as opposed to U.S., man, when it comes to that music, man. You know, over here in Chicago, we was known for house music, man. House music is all but died here in Chicago. You know, overseas in Europe, it's strong, man. It's real strong. My man D over here texted me, man, about, you know, asking about Iron Solomon, man. Hey, I think you're crushing. What y'all think?
What?
You don't know? Hey, it'd be like that. So anyway, we're 10 minutes left in the show. I don't know whether to play some music, man, or just
Let's
chill,
Let's talk
man.
It out. Let's talk it out.
Yeah, we can talk it up now, hey. All I got to do is iron clothes for work tomorrow. I do have a life outside Nigel Head Radio.
I already put mine out, Jack. Yeah, I already did it.
Yeah, I got to iron the clothes, man. Look, get ready for another day at the factory.
Time to make the donut.
You're right.
Time to make that moolah.
So did you hear, there was, I don't know what the whole story was. It was something I was hearing on the radio. So we're going to say allegedly, but they were asking, do guys buy Father's Day gifts for other guys? And I'm like, girls buy Mother's Day gifts for other mothers. So they were talking about something Kanye West bought Jay-Z. He bought him something. I thought they said a lion or something, but I missed that part.
Was it a stuffed lion or was it a real lion?
It was something. It was whatever it was. It cost a grip. Whatever it was.
See, yeah,
it might have been a real one.
You know, D's my brother and everything like that. Now, for him, on his birthday, I'll scoop him something. On Father's Day, I'll be like, man, happy Father's Day, and keep him moving. You know what I'm saying?
certain, I mean, we live in a homophobic time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I mean, it depends, man. You know, I can't sit
down. Well, maybe he bought it for him because, you know, he knew the struggles of him and Beyonce trying to have a baby, the miscarriage, and, you know, supposedly this is Jay-Z's first child, so, you know, it's a big deal.
Or he was saying, hey, Daddy.
Right. See, all I'm saying is, like I said,
well, I'm just saying.
You know, I'm going to give you a pound to be like, Happy Father's Day, nigga, and keep him up.
Any guys buying each other gifts on Father's Day. That's something I've never heard of.
Right.
But
like I said, everything is so homophobic too, man. It's just like, I mean, is it wrong to get your homie something for Father's Day? I don't know.
so you wouldn't do that? You wouldn't do that?
No. Like I said, I get homie a pound to keep it moving. Happy Father's Day and keep it moving. Now, birthday, like I say, man, I got him a action figure. You know, we like comic book shit, you know. Although D ain't never got me shit for my birthday. I'm not just fucking up about this. But, yeah, you know, I got him a Superman action figure. Birthday, you know, that's shit we like, man. You know, but that's reasonable. Birthday, you know, either I give you some loot or something. You know, I ain't coming to your crib with no roses or nothing like that, you know. Happy birthday, D. You know, happy father, you know, nah. But, you know, birthdays, Christmas, yeah, I'll hook my homie up, man. But Father's Day, nah, I ain't getting you no Father's Day present, man. That's for your old lady and your girl or your kid. I can't do it. You know, that's like Amber coming over to your crib and hooking you up with something for Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Gina. I'm sorry.
Y'all wouldn't find that questionable or anything?
I would come over and I would be like, girl, let's go out to eat for Mother's Day. Or let's go get our nails done for Mother's Day.
Okay, I can see that.
Odd about that. Just like it's not odd for a man to say, hey, man, it's Father's Day, let's go out and have some drinks. You know, let's go to maybe a Bulls game. That's kind of... I don't know, but
I have him pay. I'm like, hey, man, let's go out for drinks and then have him pay.
Ooh.
That's gangster.
That's real gangster.
Just buy that drink, homie. Happy Father's Day, B.
Ooh. I got you next year.
Right. Be on some old snake bite stuff like that. But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's questionable right there. I don't think you do that. You know, that's about as bad as kissing baby on the lips.
Eee.
Y'all remember that joint, Lil Wayne kissing baby on the lips?
And
that ain't your dad.
They do that often.
Yep. Right. I don't even think I kissed my dad on the lips before. I was a kid, maybe. Grown-ass man. I don't think I'd do that. I feel awkward.
Don't know how to position your lips or your head. You just like, oh, this ain't comfortable.
That ain't something I want to do with my dad, man. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Mwah, nah.
Son, you didn't put Carmex on today. But, I don't even kiss my mom on the lips. That's just, you're too grown for that.
I mean, I kiss my mom, but not on the lips. You know, kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, it's okay to kiss on the cheek, you know, but lips.
Well, you know what? Even a peck on the lips with your moms ain't so bad. You know, a peck, it ain't like I'm trying to, you know, tongue her down or nothing like that. But, you know, yeah, I mean, yeah, a peck on the cheek or a peck on the lips, that's cool. But kissing your father, no. Nah.
That's,
I might
did
get
you do that when you're little?
Yeah,
you're,
I mean when you're little,
little,
yeah.
Or if your friends, they kiss on the cheek.
Man. You know? He might not appreciate
it. When you see baby said, that's my son, and I'm going to kiss my son.
I guess.
Okay. You know. All
right.
Well, I mean, Lil Wayne is number 4'2", right? So, I mean.
He better not be that short.
He's little.
Lil Wayne at least 5 feet. He better be 5 feet.
If that's what they like doing, I ain't even mad at them. That's young money over there.
Uh-uh.
That's the young money clip.
That's the way of the YOLO. Oh.
Right. Now, if I see him and Drake kissing,
then like my daddy.
Oh, man, it's going to be a problem.
I kiss him, but he ain't my daddy. Oh, that's the next one. I kiss him, but he ain't my daddy.
I woke up, my daddy was in the bed with me.
Spooning.
He
was spooning with no
room. Where's his ass at? I'm ready to freestyle against him. Where's his ass at? Look.
My man was high energy, though, man. He was high energy.
Man, I wanted to say, can you get Eminem? Is Eminem
a
battle rapper?
Yeah, he started out a battle rapper, but I don't think he's battling no more.
So.
Yeah, I think he's kind of retired now, man. But to me, a lot of people disagree with me, but Eminem ain't the same thirsty Eminem no more. It's like Ice Cube.
Nah, he ain't.
When Ice Cube came out, the first two albums, America's Most Wanted and Death Certificate and all that, when he came out, that was angry Ice Cube, you know. But he also said, you know, like, man, what's going on, Cube, man? He's like, I ain't mad no more. You know, the madder you are, the better you throw down, man. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
The angrier you
are, Mary J. Blige, better too.
That's how I used to freestyle, though. I used to get mad. If I wasn't mad, I wouldn't freestyle. Because people used to poke with me, and I'm like, you don't want me to do it. So they'd make me mad, and I slice and dice your ass now. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
When you
get Eminem ain't mad no more either, though.
He ain't on drugs. He ain't hungry like that no more. He ain't got nothing to be hungry about. He's eating now. So he ain't hungry. I mean, I ain't taking nothing away from it.
Okay, question. Who's your top five hip-hop artists? Like rappers, MCs? I mean, you can mix it up, but who are your top five?
I can't even think about that right now.
You gotta put that on there. Okay, we're gonna continue this next time. Okay? Let's think about it.
It's too many for
top
me to
five.
Write down. Look,
man, I'm just saying the top five. I'm saying just the
I'm
top
just saying,
five.
Who's really the GOAT?
I mean, they could be all IT artists. They could be artists that are IT.
I'm gonna give you one that I like that I think is the greatest of all time, and Doom, MF Doom, and a lot of y'all don't remember him. Like I said, I'm an old school MC, like, you know, hip hop connoisseur, man. MF Doom used to be part of KMD, and Third Base found that, and I was listening to some of that stuff today, man. Well, listening to some of his stuff today, and he's so different with his style, man. I mean, it's just like the beats that he chooses and the way he rhymes, he's dope. I can't even front. Master Ace, I was listening to some of his stuff today, and him and FOG together, and he's dope. Can't even front, man. My man, Nice Smooth. I mean, I wouldn't put him in my top five. I'd say my top 10, but I mean, the guy is so unorthodox, man. I mean, the stuff that he rhymes about, man, is dope. I mean, a lot of people be like, nah, Smooth, I mean, Greg Nice ain't no lyricist or nothing like that. I mean, growing up listening to him, man, I mean, you couldn't tell me Greg Nice wasn't dope at all, him or Smooth B. So, those are ones I can give you right now. You know, they ain't in my top five, but those are the ones I would give you right now off the top of the dome, man.
We're gonna
slide out, man. We had a good show today. If you want to listen to us on the show, you know where to find us. Blog Talk Radio, Naja Head Wednesdays, and D Hour Show. I don't know who that man got coming on tomorrow, but listen to the show and you'll find out. It's been one. Nice and smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good night. Disaster. Y'all check out for Disaster. That's a high energy cat, man. He got a lot of energy, man. That man is gassing up on Red Bull, man. But yeah. We done for tonight. So with that,
all right,
night
man.
Night. And peace out.
Good night.
Now tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want. Showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the G-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.